From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia said it has struck ISIS targets in Syria. Others disagree about those targets. Russia's defense ministry says it has damaged or destroyed 12 targets in Syria belonging to the Islamic State militant group, including a command center and ammunition depots. Defense ministry spokesman Igor Kotoshenkov said in televised comments Thursday the Russian Air Force in the past 24 hours has hit 12 Islamic State targets, destroying, among other things, that command center and two arms depots. Reacting to criticism that it's targeting opponents of the Syrian government, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin admitted Thursday that Russia's airstrikes in Syria are targeting not only Islamic State militants, but also other groups. Moscow had insisted that it was targeting IS militants, while U.S. officials and others cast doubt on the claim, saying the Russians appeared to be attacking opposition groups fighting Syrian government forces. Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters Thursday that Russia was going after IS militants as well as a list of other groups. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter took exception to that.
One of the reasons why the Russian position is contradictory is that exactly the potential for them to strike, as they may well have, in places where, in fact, ISIL is not present. Others are present. And this is one of the reasons why the result of this kind of action will inevitably simply be to inflame the civil war in Syria.
The United States said it would continue to lead coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria, ignoring Russia's request for U.S. aircraft to avoid Syrian airspace. This is VOA News. Afghanistan officials say its forces have recaptured parts of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters following what they say has been very heavy fighting. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui told VOA that Afghan forces launched an offensive overnight and that it was very successful.
During the operation, the hundreds of the Taliban were killed by the Afghan security forces. Right now, we are focusing to help civilians in Kunduz city and at the same time to make sure that the Taliban are not able to create troubles and insecurity in Kunduz province.
Residents in Kunduz told reporters earlier Thursday that Afghan security forces were in control of the city. However, the Taliban, which had seized Kunduz Monday, insist its fighters were still in control. Authorities in Greece have opened a disused Olympic venue to house more than 400 migrants who have been camping out in Athens' Victoria Square. Police Thursday escorted buses carrying the migrants, many from Syria and Afghanistan, to Galatsi Olympic Hall. The venue was home to table tennis and gymnastics competitions during the 2004 Olympics. City officials have been trying to ease citizens' concerns about the number of migrants camping out in the open in central Athens. At the UN General Assembly in New York Wednesday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed to the world Wednesday to approach Europe's refugee crisis with creativity, compassion, and courage.
We face the biggest refugee and migration crisis since World War II. Over the last year, more than 60 million people have been forced from their homes. Desperate conditions are compelling people around the world to move. The Syria crisis is a tragic and dramatic illustration of this.
Ban told a meeting of 70 ministers at the General Assembly that the future does not belong to those who seek to build walls or to exploit fears. One of the most advanced U.S. aircraft carriers has docked at its new home in Japan, the latest sign of deepening military ties between Washington and Tokyo. The nuclear-powered Nimitz-class USS Ronald Reagan was welcomed by Japanese officials as it arrived in the port of Yokosuka Thursday, one day ahead of schedule. In a statement, Japan's foreign ministry welcomed the arrival of the carrier, saying it will contribute to the security of Japan and the maintenance of peace and security of the region. Some local groups have expressed opposition to the carrier's presence. Thursday, a group of protesters in a small boat sailed next to the massive warship with a sign that read, "You are not welcome here." I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.